We don't like to work with God. We'd rather him do it for us. We have this mentality like, can't you just give me some sort of a pill I can take, Lord, to get rid of this problem? Just think about your own prayer life. Like, how many of you here find it just every morning you wake up an hour before your first responsibility because you're so excited to pray? Not even me. So many mornings I wake up like, oh, Lord, why do I have to cooperate with you in bringing grace into my life? Why do I have to take time and effort out of my day to pray? Can't you just, I don't know, like, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, and then fill me up? No, it takes work. How many of us are unwilling even to spend 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at night with the Lord consistently? Because even that seems too hard. But we've got to. You really have to. If anyone in here is like, yeah, Father, that's me, I still don't take that time to pray, well, you're not going to be healed. Just know that. Let that truth settle in. Like, if I don't take that time to cooperate with God's grace, I'm not going to be healed. And you can think like, well, that's not fair. God's all powerful. Why do I have to do anything? Well, hopefully something I said before maybe helps that become more clear. Like, we have freedom. We have to choose. Like, we're not robots just depending on programming. In that case, God could just program us to pray and we'd be fine, but we have freedom and he respects it. And we have to cooperate with him. That's the biggest area, I think, where we make the mistake of not being like Naaman, not being like this student who fought bravely to be free from this crazy party house. We don't act like the 10 lepers Jesus meets who go faithfully to their location. They obey him. We're disobedient so often. Lord, I don't want to be healed. I mean, I do, but I don't want to put the work into it.